While the position of the succession of the president may appear clear in terms of the constitution, experts say divisions and serious infighting in the ruling ZANU-PF party could lead to a chaotic succession process if he dies, resigns, or is removed from office. According to Section 101 of the Constitution, if the president dies, resigns, or is removed from office, the first vice president assumes office as president until the expiry of the former president's term. This section is, however, suspended until 2023. According to the sixth schedule of the Constitution, which covers the first 10 years of the Constitution, if a president dies, resigns, or is removed from office, the vice president, who was last nominated to act as president, automatically becomes acting president for 90 days. During the period, the ruling party must nominate a person to become president after the 90 days. According to the 6th schedule, section 14, subsection 5, a political party which is entitled to nominate a person in terms of subparagraph 4b must notify the speaker of the nominee's name within 90 days after the vacancy occurred in the office of the president, and thereupon the nominee assumes office as president after taking the oath of president in terms of section 94, which oath the nominee must take within 48 hours after the speaker was notified of his or her name. University of Zimbabwe law lecturer Professor Lovemore Maduku says the constitution is problematic because it doesn't define what ZANU-PF or the ruling party is. He says given the divisions in ZANU-PF, the speaker could end up having many nominees for the post of president. He says that allows the other contestants to approach the course either to block that person from being sworn in or challenge that person's ascendance to office. Douglas Monzora, Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Secretary General, who is a lawyer and one of the drafters of the Constitution, admits that they never anticipated that the appointment of a substantive president could be rendered impossible by dysfunctional factional politics.
What we did not foresee when we were drafting the constitution is a situation where the party which is ruling is divided into two or more factions which are equally powerful. The question is which faction supplies the name. For example, the G40 may supply a name, and then the next minute the Lacoste team supply a name, and then the next team, whatever, supplies another name. The drafters of the constitution did not envisage that situation.
Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum Director Lloyd Kuvea says the situation clearly points to a chaotic succession process.
If the president, first of all, does not control the factionalism, the infighting that is currently going on within his party, we are going to have chaos on our hands. And especially if the president is no longer in power as a result of death.
Professor Maduku concurs, adding that the best way for the country would be to amend the constitution as soon as possible. He says that when the president dies, there should be an acting president and Zimbabwe goes to a by-election to elect a substantive president. Monzora shares the same sentiment, saying it's not too late and Zimbabweans must make this a top priority.
The public should agitate for a clear succession plan, a clear succession policy, and this can be done through an act of parliament, because an act of parliament which clarifies a grey constitutional area is not unconstitutional, it is actually constitutional. So there must be an act of parliament now which deals with a situation where the supply of the president by a factious party is impossible.
But ZANU-PF member who worked with Monzora in drafting the constitution, Paul Mangwana, said ZANU-PF is one party and there was no way it would provide many candidates for the presidency. ZANU-PF activist Oswald Tapona, while admitting the current factional fighting in the ruling party, believes there will be a smooth transition.
The constitution is clear. It says that if the president dies or is incapacitated, the last acting president will take over for 90 days. Then the concerned party, for instance, ZANU-PF, will hold a congress where they will choose their candidate to represent the party. So in this case, ZANU-PF is one. There won't be any problem.
But whichever way it goes, political commentator and media center director Ernest Muzengi says the succession process will be manipulated, especially by the military.
The person who may have been the last acting president may actually take advantage and consolidate power in this current scenario.
But Kuvea believes that the military is unlikely to do anything to upset the structure of power. Two Southern African countries, Zambia on two occasions and Malawi, have witnessed smooth successions following the death of sitting presidents. Zimbabwe has had one leader, President Robert Mugabe, since independence from British rule in 1980. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.